going back to you firing that Luger, where did you pick that up?
Picked that up in before, on the way from someplace between there and Bopti. We had gotten in a fight, and there was a dead German officer, and I took the Luger off, and the Luger had blood on it, and I cleaned it off. And I always still remember that. I says, that was a curse. I should have never taken that gun. Took it off a dead body. You know, these things hit you later on. You look back. Then when I got wounded, I gave that Luger, and I was being evacuated, I gave it to somebody. Then I found out he was killed. Somebody else got that Luger, and it was like a bad omen. I never knew what happened after that. So you don't touch the dead. We had one fella, Mills, Bobby Mills. He had every kind of trinket you can imagine off dead bodies. He was a ghoul. He used to go after all the dead. Whatever they had on rings, cut the finger to get the ring off. He didn't give a damn.
He survived?
Yeah, he survived. He came to reunion. We used to call him the ghoul. German dead, he'd take the arm. Oh, the watch. Yeah, it's worth a lot. Ring here. Yeah, Jesus Christ, get the knife. I got him. The Russians did that a lot to the Germans. Sure, because the Russians, you know, were a lot of peasantry people. And the Germans were more advanced people. They all had watches. The first thing they do is go for the watch and take it off the dead German. Rings and watches, the same thing. You know, and once he had that watch, man, then he was now a big man. Now a big man. Me come from Rostov. Me have a little farm. Now me big man, I got a watch. That's life.